Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. The climate on Capitol Hill is heating up as Congress begins debating a bill to deal with global warming. Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia and Independent Joe Lieberman of Connecticut propose what's called a cap-and-trade system to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases. It's a complex and comprehensive piece of legislation that could transform the nation's energy economy. And that has some of the biggest names in the energy business scrambling, sparking a power struggle among power companies. Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports.
The Warner-Lieberman Climate Security Act faces some pretty long odds. Well-funded industry lobbies oppose the bill, and even if it does manage to pass Congress, it would almost certainly be vetoed by President Bush. Some would say the bill doesn't have a prayer. Well, Senators Warner and Lieberman had a bishop, a pastor, and Rabbi David Saperstein on hand to show that it does.
It has taken a giant, courageous, groundbreaking step in addressing the global warming crisis, and we will do what we can to see the success of your efforts.
It will take more than religious support to convert enough senators, though. So Senators Warner and Lieberman tried to ease worries about the potential cost of cutting CO2. The bill lets companies who have a hard time cutting CO2 use more carbon offsets instead, things like tree planting and other projects that could store carbon. It helps low-income households pay utility bills. And Senator Warner says his bill would let the president alter the carbon trading system if energy prices went too high.
But it's important that the president of the United